This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
So, this is really, really weird here, Project Veritas, because it's Latin, right, Charlie?
I think.
Put out a video, an unfair game. Urban Meyer, a history of abuse, and it's a little weird. It's a little weird. Charlie, do me a favor. I'm gonna play this little short clip. I'll get Ben to do it. A little short clip at the video, at the beginning of the video, that kind of explains this whole 23-minute video documentary on these players sharing why they've been abused at the University of Florida. It's really weird. But tell me how you feel about it, and we'll discuss it for this short segment, and then we have Barris Leon next. And this is a couple of former Florida football players. I really don't even know who they are, but here it is.
Man, he had this tradition where he would throw a full bottle of Gatorade at people in the hotel room.
But he's the kind of dude that would get all the information he needs to get on you, and then he would use it to manipulate you.
They had a guy's quads explode in the weight room on the leg press during what we call the Valentine's Day Massacre.
He got about 38 blue beside his quads, just rocked all legs screaming out. I take them to the hospital.
Would they ever let their child go to Florida?
Hell no.
Exactly.
There was these mad drills where like people would literally get like choked out.
Damn.
Yeah.
Like, now is that Urban's discretion?
He's saying
he had an infection in his shoulders and it was eating away at his shoulders. And they didn't acknowledge it. They thought he was just faking, you know, some injury.
A lot of what played into my depression was they humiliated me. They thought I was trying to skip out on practice.
Pretty much. Going to try to kill you.
I'm gonna be honest with you, like, I was suicidal. I was trying to take pills, all the pills that they were giving me to recover and to, you know, to like subside the pain. I was taking it to try to end my life.
Whew. Man, Urban Meyer has some problems on his hand here. I mean, anytime you have former players come out and talk about how they've been treated, I'm sure they're going to get some backlash from the fans of that team, which is always unfortunate. One of the players, Josh Evans, came out yesterday and was basically backpedaling and saying that some of the things he said was taken out of context. No, it's just what you said, man. It's not really taken out of context at all. And then he tweeted something out that was so weird and awkward. And he said that he completely supports Urban Meyer. Now, you don't want to say that right now. Do you understand what's going on at Ohio State? I mean, you're trying to backpedal so much that you just don't even know what you're saying. And so they've already gotten to Josh Evans, it seems like. But this was Xavier Nixon, William Green, Gideon, Jabe, yeah,
something like that,
and Josh Evans. And I really have not heard of these dudes before. But they speak about this treatment, this physical abuse that they were subjected to there in Florida. And maybe Urban Meyer is going to have to address this. But besides the one player talking about how he was taking pills because he was suicidal, that was scary. If that was just that one guy in this video, that alone would have made me kind of be very aware and go, oh, man, this, you know, Urban Meyer has this in his culture. This is what he promotes. But the other guys, it didn't really move me. It didn't move the needle for me. It didn't really do anything. Guys, your thoughts on that video? Do you?
I agree with you. It didn't really move the needle for me. I didn't
After everything that we've heard about Urban Meyer and the Zach Smith situation this week, I didn't listen to that video and say, okay, Urban definitely has to go.
Yeah.
And he just didn't move the needle for me whatsoever.
If I just heard this video and there wasn't all of these allegations of him covering up for an employee who was allegedly beating his wife, I don't know that this would just be a smoking gun that ends Urban Meyer. It is certainly not good because there's things in it like Ajabe, however you say his last name. He said he had a shoulder infection. And instead of the team providing medical care, they forced him to continue to work out while he had it. He said he was, quote, literally dying. There was bacteria eating the muscle in his shoulders. And while that was happening, he was forced to carry a 45-pound plate over my head. I was crying. I mean, things like that are really irresponsible.
Yeah, that's scary.
That's bad. But, and I don't want to condone that at all. But, yeah, I feel similarly. This whole thing is just strange. The context of how they got this undercover video is very cloudy. And obviously, like, who these guys exactly are, like, how...
What's their motives?
I would want to know, because these could have been, obviously these happened years and years ago, these could have been isolated incidents. Like I said, they're not good. They're obviously not good, anything that these guys were saying. But how do the players in a general sense speak of Urban Meyer? I would just want to know more, I guess. I want more than just these four guys speaking of Urban Meyer, and I want more context, exactly where this came from. Because, you know, like I said, these things are bad. But would this one video with just these four guys' opinion of Urban Meyer, like, end him for me? No. It's just a little bit of fuel on the fire, yeah, I would say. That's how I perceive it.
You know, the one guy said that Urban Meyer threw or the coach threw a Gatorade bottle at someone, and I want to know, well, what happened?
What's the full context?
You know, if you're sitting on the second row during a meeting and you fall asleep, the coach is going to get you to wake up. And the coach may throw something at you, or he may yell at you. And so if you're asleep and the coach throws a bottle at you, he tries to hit you in the chest, maybe hit you in the head, you know, maybe that was an accident, trying to get you to wake up. Sorry, like, I just...
I don't feel bad for you in that
situation. That doesn't move the needle for me that much.
Like, I truly don't feel bad for you in that situation.
But giving you medication to the point where you don't want to be here anymore, instead of fixing it and correcting it and making sure that long term that you're going to be healthy, that moves the needle for me.
That's scary.
It does. But that is also out there, and I'm pretty sure these players, if they're on social media, they will be backpedaling, just like one player is already done, and that player is Josh Evans. Barrett Salee, CBS Sports Network, will join us next. College football expert. He does a great job, and I'm looking forward to talking to him. He's been on Tennessee side with this whole Gresciano thing the whole entire time. So we talk to your favorite national media guy, Barrett Salee, coming up next.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and LowTCenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken, not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
Swain Event fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Joining us on the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline, college football expert for CBS Sports Network, that is Barrett Salee. Barrett, good morning.
Good morning, Swain. What's going on?
Man, everything. I have an idea I want to share with you. I have an idea for your burner account. If you want a burner account, your screen name or your username needs to be your favorite national media guy. No one would know who it is, man, if you use that. Your favorite national media guy. You can use that, Barrett. I'm giving you permission.
I like that. does Jason Swain count?
Yes.
Then that's what it's going to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Barrett, first question, man. Is that UCF fan still emailing you, reminding you that Alabama did not win the conference championship?
Yeah, he is. I haven't been able to put him on Twitter the last few weeks because they've become increasingly offensive.
Okay.
To the point where I can't put them on Twitter. Okay. So, yeah, and when he stops offending basically everybody, regardless of religion, race, gender, orientation, then I'll probably put them back on. But every single email has something along those lines now. So I just I've taken a timeout.
Okay, gotcha. We just wanted to update on the the weird emails from the Central Florida fan. All right, Barrett. So Urban Meyer is obviously some hot water. You know, he was at Florida in SEC. He kind of takes his culture there to Ohio State, and now he has himself in some hot water. What's been your impression of what is going on there in Columbus, Ohio?
That the real Urban Meyer is finally being exposed.
Yeah.
We all sort of had jokes about how Florida was, run when he was there, the lack of discipline, the number of arrests, et cetera. And I think now you're starting to see all of that and everything else behind the scenes, sort of continue to fall around Urban and the real guys being exposed. And I think, look, coaches, by and large, are all type A personalities. They all, by and large, have egos, and most of them feel like they're bulletproof.
Yes.
If they're winning. And Urban is one of those guys. And I think what's made him successful as a head coach, keeping everything in-house, making sure people within that football bubble are working in the right direction, has been really helpful for him and his success. The problem is it also is his undoing when negative things happen because he still keeps them in house. And I think when that happens, that's a sign of him feeling bulletproof. And now that bullet is basically going to pop that Ohio State bubble, and there's no chance of him keeping his job.
And Barrett, I mean, we have to ask and go here with you because you've sort of been the sole national media member who's been on Tennessee fans' side. Ohio State did not put Greg Schiano in place as their interim coach. What is your impression of that situation?
That Ohio State recognizes that that Greg Schiano is not prepared from a background standpoint to take over this situation. I think in other situations in which, you know, this, you know, Urban Meyer scandal or any scandal didn't involve a, you know, pretty significant cover up, then okay, yeah, maybe Schiano takes the job. But, you know, we all know what Tennessee, or the minority of Tennessee fans anyway, used against Schiano on Schiano Sunday. Mm-hmm. Whether people feel that was justified, unjustified, or indifferent, it's still there. And if they were to name him acting head coach, you know, the cover-up stuff at Penn State would come back, and that specifically is why Urban Meyer got fired or is going to get fired, because of a cover-up. So I think it's absolutely fair for Tennessee fans to acknowledge that, to point that out, because by and large, most people in my industry demonize Tennessee fans for what happened. And I'm not excusing the few who, you know, went to the extreme to, you know, criticize Greg Schiano for stuff and convict Greg Schiano for stuff that they don't know yet. But the vast majority of Tennessee fans recognize that, you know, Greg Schiano was going to be a terrible hire from a pure football perspective. And that was really what caused that uproar on Schiano Sunday.
And then you also add in that Tennessee had just got over the Title IX situation. And, you know, you saw Greg Schiano with baggage from his days at Tampa Bay. We've seen this movie before here at Tennessee, especially over the last 10 years. Here's what I don't understand is some of the national media guys are blaming Tennessee fans now that Greg Schiano can't get a head coaching job. And what I say to that is, that doesn't make a lot of sense, because if you are some powerful million-dollar football program and you have ADs and administrators inside your program that you pay a lot of money to, why are you listening to the opinions of Tennessee football fans? And if Greg Schiano is that great and you don't have any worry about his baggage, then make the hire and just let Tennessee fans be the only fan base who are idiots if it's the case that Tennessee fans are the reason why this man can't get a job. You can't have it both
Tennessee
ways.
Tennessee fans are not the reason Greg Schiano can't get a job. If it was that big of a deal, if Tennessee fans were that important in terms of Greg Schiano's inability to get a job, then sure. But ADs understand about, you know, what goes on in terms of a coach's history and what they've been through in the past. If an AD wants to hire Greg Schiano and he looks at Tennessee's reaction and says, oh, I can't hire him, that AD is an idiot. Like, what does Tennessee's opinion matter? If Greg Schiano is so great, then the vast majority of people would hire him in an administrative standpoint. But they don't, and it has nothing to do with Tennessee fans. Tennessee fans didn't brand Greg Schiano. Greg Schiano branded Greg Schiano. And the idea and the notion from several people in my industry, that, including guys like Doug Gottlieb, who said it specifically, that Tennessee fans cost Greg Schiano his career.
Wow.
Why? If ADs are that concerned about Tennessee fans' impression of Greg Schiano, then that AD is an idiot. And it's unfair to Tennessee fans. I think it suggests that Tennessee's fan base has way too much power on the national scale, which any fan base that, you know, anybody that says Tennessee's fan base has the power to sully one's career to a point where that person can't get a job is just being disingenuous to the sport of football and the ability of ADs to think for themselves.
Now, Barry, just I have to ask what you would do in this situation. So Dan Wolken apparently did this to myself and apparently Chad Withrow at the 104.5 Zone in Nashville. Everything happened, and we were ragging on Dan Wolken about the text messages. And apparently Dan privately messaged both of us, and he said, hey, call me, and I'll tell you more. And we both had a similar response of, come on my radio show and talk to me about it. And he absolutely refused. What would you do in that situation? And also, if you heard some of Wolken's comments yesterday on a radio show. What did you think of him?
Well, I mean, if someone asked me to come on the radio and I felt that my opinion was valid, I'd go on the radio show. Like, there's no reason to.
Thank you.
If I write something or say something on the radio, then it's on the radio or written or on TV. There's no need for me to explain myself privately if I've already explained myself publicly. It's the same thing I write when, you know, I say, you know, a team's going to suck or whatever, or a coach is no good. You know, I don't need to explain myself to anybody if there's content that proves what I think of a situation. So I think that's pretty lame that somebody who has an opinion chooses not to back that up publicly, because we're a public entity here, right here. Like, we're in media. We put ourselves out there. To put yourselves out there and then just flat out, you know, try to refuse and work behind the scenes to make something happen is it's pretty embarrassing. So I did hear some of his, you know, Dan and I are friends, and in full disclosure, he texted me and was mad at me just for saying what I said about his tweet 2 days ago about Tennessee fans. And I'm like, look, like, why is it somebody else's, you know, prerogative to tell any of us what to talk about? You know, if someone's going to go out there and say on Twitter, hey, look, you know, Tennessee fans ruined this guy's career, get over it, I'm perfectly entitled to say that's completely unfair, and they have every right to bring it back up right now. No one else can tell me that to do that or not. That's my decision. That's my opinion, and that's my perspective. So, you know, if somebody, you know, really anybody feels like they're over something and that they don't need to talk about it anymore, and they try to convince you or anybody that their opinion is the only way, then that person is stubborn, and I think it speaks volumes about character.
Barrett, before we get you out of here, I want to transition to a little X's and O's. Is my belief that South Carolina, Georgia, Missouri are the top three teams in the East this year. That leaves Tennessee and Florida kind of next to one another. What do you see that separates Florida from Tennessee? Because there's been a lot of sentiment out there that despite having a similar season to Tennessee last year, Florida is just going to bounce back tremendously, whereas Tennessee may kind of be stuck in barely making a bowl game. So where do you see the difference between Tennessee and Florida this year?
Well, first, I disagree with Missouri. I don't think Drew Lock is anywhere close to being as good as he's cracked up to be. But yeah, in terms of Florida-Tennessee, you know, Tennessee is – basically rehashing everything on the roster. The defensive line's okay, but running back's a problem, offensive line's a problem, quarterback's uncertain. So the biggest difference to me is Florida can run the ball because they've got a good offensive line, and they've got, I think, a very underrated backfield, especially when they get Jordan Scarlett back after a year-long suspension. So if you can run the ball effectively and you're confident in that, and I think Florida's more confident in that right now than Tennessee would be, then that's a fantastic start. And when it comes to defense, I think it's completely fair to say that Florida's defense right now is, or at least looks to be, pretty darn solid front to back, with CC up front and Reese and that crew in the middle, and Chauncey Gardner and Marco Wilson in the back. So I think that's why Florida is getting more more run right now and more respect right now, because from a pure talent perspective and pure experience perspective, They're there. They have it. Now, there's quarterback issues. I get that. There's depth issues. I get that. But those issues exist in Tennessee, too. But there's just more certainty and stability on the roster right now in terms of what Florida has coming back.
Barrett, last question before we get you out of here. Really appreciate your time. Why does it seem like Dan Mullen is drinking water out of a fire hydrant? You know, he's at Florida, and we got all these weird press conferences. He doesn't know for a fact his own gun policy. You got all this drama going down with his players, these weird Halloween costume party workouts. It's just really gimmicky, something that you just don't need to do, in my opinion, at the University of Florida. What do you say to that?
Well, I mean, that's just Dan. That's just kind of who he is. He's a little quirky. He's energetic. He's a little bizarre at times. So I think, you know, Mullen is going to be himself. And at Mississippi State, it was bizarre at times. And I think at Florida, it has been so far, too. I don't necessarily, you know, it's off-season, so people make a big deal out of everything. I don't really like to do that. The whole gun thing yesterday, I completely understand what he was trying to say. He didn't say it very well, but, you know, I understand what he's trying to say. No gun policy, but hey, if somebody goes goes hunting or goes to the range and has a legal firearm, like that's fine. You know, it is what it is. And I think that's what he was trying to convey. He did a poor job of it. And I think that's a problem that Dan has had quite a bit. He doesn't really think things through when he speaks. He just kind of goes, and at times it leads to sort of nonsensical rambling nonsense like he had yesterday. But that's just who he is, and he's been that way for a while, and I think he'll continue to be that way.
Bear, before we get you out of here, you are involved in predicting the outcomes of football games. You help bettors across the country in college football there at CBS. You also cover the SEC in college football there. How many different hats you wear there at CBS, and how can people follow you and follow your work?
Yeah, just download the CBS Sports app. We're covering college football from a written perspective on the app and on the website, cbsports.com. Doing TV, just actually did TV on CBS Sports HQ, which is our streaming service that is available on the app on any smartphone, tablet, or any smart TV, Roku, Chromecast, Amazon Fire Stick, all that stuff. So 24-hour sports news channel called CBS Sports HQ. Everybody should check it out because it's what ESPN used to be. And then Sirius XM every Sunday and a lot of other days in between on Channel 84.
Bear Salee here in the Swain event, man. Go Braves. Appreciate the phone call.
Go Braves, man. In a wild card spot. How about that? August 3rd.
I like it, man. I like it. Bear, thank you so much, man. And before we get you out of here, just want to let you know, man, that we're proud of you. I know that you have some health obstacles, and you're doing a great job and posting it, being transparent. I know you're inspiring a lot of people that are going through the same thing. So I want to let you know that before we let you go.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah, Fighting Epilepsy, top of my page. If you want to donate to the Epilepsy Foundation, pin to my top of my Twitter account. Go for it.
Thank you, Bear. Appreciate it, man. Have a great weekend.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bear Salee, CBS Sports here on the Swain event. Love Bear sharing a story because a lot of other people, again, going through some of the same issues, and, you know, he can inspire the same type of folks going through the same things. So Dan Wolkin tried to call Bear Salee, text him, and upset that Bear disagreed
with
him.
Had a different opinion than him. God forbid.
Oh, my gosh, man. This dude is a cornball.
God forbid you have a different. You're national media. How dare you contradict anything I say?
Wow, man. I tried with Dan Wolkin. I really did, man. I tried to be really, really nice to him.
Don't.
I really tried, man.
Don't.
Wow. Yesterday's interview and that from Bear pretty much sealed the deal for me, man. Dude is really a cornball. All right, got to go to break. Hour 3, powered by Low T Center, lowtcenter.com. Be right back.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and lowtcenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken, not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now, what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can. Because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technician to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
If you've ever had surgery, you may have experienced sticker shock when you received all of your bills. There's one for the surgeon, one for the facilities, one for anesthesia. The list goes on, and it can be totally overwhelming. Thankfully, Premier Surgical Associates offers a different way. Premier offers packages for laparoscopic gallbladder and select hernia procedures performed at the Premier Surgery Center on Paper Mill Drive. It's one price, one bill, and you know the total cost up front. It's exceptional care at an affordable price. Visit Premier Surgery Package. Packages.com right now to find out more about all of the excellent services that they offer. Premier Surgical Associates, expertise you can trust.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
At work? Can't call in? Don't feel bad. You can talk to the guys on the text box. It's part of the free Swain Event app.
I got to give an attaboy, a late attaboy to Michael Jordan. You know, he is giving back to the community as well as LeBron James. Jordan Brand is giving the kids full rides to college, no basketball experience needed. And really, really, really good job by MJ. But no one has set the bar as high as LeBron James. Building a school, the I Promise School, and That is what you do when you have a platform. That's what you do. And obviously LeBron James can do more because his money is longer than any other athlete right now. But kids who are rich, you go to school, you get lunch, you get breakfast, you graduate, you get a free scholarship, a free ride to college at the University of Akron.
It's amazing, and I don't want to spark a long conversation, and there are people out here who don't like this, but I'm okay with athletes using their platform to advocate for different things. That's why I'm fine with Jarrell Casey kind of doing what he's doing. The Eagles defensive back, his name is slipping my mind right now.
Malcolm Jenkins.
I'm okay with him doing things like that because there are serious problems going on in our country right now. And if you can use your platform that a lot of people don't have, and you can be the voice for the people who don't have a voice, I'm okay with you using your platform, even if you are an athlete. And I think the whole "you're just an athlete, shut up and dribble" thing, I think that is such a sad thought process, because just because they're an athlete does not mean that they're not smart or not capable of leading a country. It's just like Nick Saban. he's a tremendous football coach, but I imagine if you took out Nick Saban from college football, you could plug him into somewhere else in society, and because of his leadership skills, he'd be able to succeed. And I kind of see that with LeBron James. If you took him out of sports, I think you could plug him into the business world, maybe the political world, and I think he would succeed because of the type of leadership and the type of values he has.
I mean, I always just say you can say whatever you want. Like, that's – and I will absolutely support you in doing that. You just always have to be prepared for the consequences of what you say. Yeah, the shut up and dribble is dumb, but someone looking at what LeBron says about politics and saying, why would I listen to LeBron James about politics? He's an athlete. That person's allowed to say that. And that's, yeah, you know, it's freedom of speech on both ends.
It's stupid because that's his profession. I mean, a plumber.
Politics is not his profession.
Playing basketball is his profession. Okay. And so if you're in a conversation with someone, if they're a plumber or they're a school teacher, you're not going to listen to them because.
Shut up and plumb, you know?
Yeah, shut up and teach. Like, really? Yeah. Like, come on. At the end of the day, LeBron James is a citizen. But I just want to highlight that athletes are doing good things in the community, and LeBron James is sending every graduate his school starting in 2021 to the University of Akron for free.
That's really cool.
That's really cool. So that's really what I want to highlight.
I thought
before we wrap up today's show.
What was also cool about his school is that I believe they started off with 120 fourth graders and 120 fifth graders, or maybe it's third and fourth, but somewhere around those numbers, and that they're not planning on stopping there. They want to grow to the point where they're kindergarten through eighth grade. So it's not just some school where it's just like 250 kids. They want it. I mean, it's going to be almost as big as a public school.
Yeah, and I mean, I just love it because he's doing something good, and it's not divisive.
Yeah.
You know, the anthem stuff, no matter what you think of it, it is divisive at the end of the day, even if you think it's doing good. But this is doing good, and, I mean, who's going to say that this isn't great for a community?
Daniel W. says, no one knows for sure what to expect from Pruitt in game one, but do you see him coming out swinging or taking it easy and controlling the tempo to keep West Virginia's offense on the sideline? I see him doing both, to be honest. I mean, I think you have to be prepared to – come out swinging. I mean, what do we mean? Are we meaning like a go route on the first play, offensive play, and taking a shot for a deep pass? Or are we talking about when it's the first third down, and instead of, you know, playing a passive defense, you send the blitz and you try to hit Will Greer in the mouth? So, I mean, that could be considered coming out by blitzing him, by being aggressive on defense. I think during a 60-minute football game, you're going to have to do both. You're going to have to take your shots and swing when the opportunity comes. When you get a fastball straight down the middle, you got to swing and try to hit it. And there's going to be some times when you're going to get a ball that is on the outside corner, and it's best just to let it hit the catcher's mitt without you swinging and see if it's going to be a ball. And that is part of the football game. That happens. And sometimes fans see that and they go, oh, man, you're playing too conservative. Or, no, you have to be conservative. It's part of the game plan. It's part of being smart. It is chess, not checkers. So, yes, part of the game plan has to be, well, Will Greer can't beat you if he's on the sideline. Absolutely. You want the offense to put together some 10-play drives, some 15 play drives to keep that offense off the football field. So my answer to you, Daniel, is a little bit of both. I'm sorry I can't pick one or the other, but I just truly know that you got to swing sometimes when you have opportunity, and sometimes you got to play, you know, a control tempo type of game plan as well. All right, let's go to the phones and let's get to Bo. Bo, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Bo. How are you?
I'm great, man. I just love being a Vol in East Tennessee. I tell you, it's the most beautiful place on earth. You know, you hit on a couple of things earlier, you know, especially after listening to Chris Rump's interview. Oh, my gosh. I was ready to jerk a tree up. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it really hit a nerve with me, you know. there's certain things you take in life. There's certain things that men can tell you as you're growing up that actually stick and that you carry through. And I'll never forget, as a 10-year-old boy, my father in the hospital reached out, grabbed my hand, said, "Son, you're going to spend a lifetime building, but in 5 minutes you can tear it down." And he said, "That's going to be your name." Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm. Your name. You can spend a lifetime building your name, but in 5 minutes you can tear it to the ground. I didn't know 2 hours later that my father would die. Mm. I didn't really understand it at 10 years old. But through a lot of bad decisions as a younger man and growing up and having other men in my life, at one point it came back into my mind and hit me like a ton of bricks. And I really understood what that meant. And that was growing into a man.
Mm.
With that said, with Chris Rump's interview yesterday, that's exactly what he was preaching. That's exactly what he was preaching to these young men. Because you don't know where they actually came from. You don't know their struggles. You don't know what they've had to do to survive. I take Chris Progne, for example, when he said you had to work hard just to eat and survive. That's character. And I see this coaching staff at Tennessee with so much character and love to these kids. Man, I can't wait to send my grandkids there. I hope they're still there when they're old enough. Just because of the love they've shown towards their own players. I mean, these are kids they've only known a few months. They haven't even known them a year yet. And I'm so excited to see this bunch walk on the field for West Virginia. And get your dumb button ready. oh, my goodness. And I'm going to be in the enemy territory when I watch this game because we got to go on vacation that week. Thanks to my wife. But anyway, I love her. That's okay. But I'm going to be on the Florida-Alabama line watching the Tennessee game in my orange and white. And go Vols.
I like it.
I just cannot wait to see these kids come. I know their hearts are going to be so full.
I like it.
When you've got a heart that full, you can tackle a brick wall. And knock it down and send it to Butch. Here's your bricks.
I like it, Bo. Thanks so much for your phone call. Hope you have a great weekend. And it's kind of hard not to get emotional during Bo's call because
Bo's always bringing those emotional calls. And I say that in a good way.
Chris Rump is exactly the type of coach that a dude like me needs. A guy like me with, you know, growing up the way I did is exactly the type of coach that I need. Fortunate enough to have some good people in my life. You know, my great uncle assumed the role of mom and dad for me. Was not raised by my mom or dad. And sometimes you need an example. You need to know what it looks like to see a husband, to see a father do the right things. And you need to see that. And, you know, I saw some of that growing up in Huntsville. But it just hit home for me. Bo's phone called and thinking about Chris Rump's comments and, you know, how important a dude like Chris Rump is in the game of football, especially college football, when you are still developing young men. Very important. Hour 3 continues after this. Hour 3 powered by Low T Center, lowtcenter.com.
Hour 3 of the Swain event is brought to you by the Low T Center and lowtcenter.com. Do you know your numbers? Feel like you again. Let us help.
There is a 30% chance of rain today, mostly cloudy, with a high of 85 and a low of 69. A 40% chance of rain tomorrow, partly sunny, with a high of 88 and a low of 70. Sunday, the potential for showers sticks around at 40% with a high in the upper 80s. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
We're here with Dr. Mike Carlson of Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine. If you have orthopedic injuries such as shoulder pain, knee pain, or instability, Achilles tendonitis, golfers or tennis elbow, do what I did and give them a call.
Yeah, Jason, we specialize in regenerative non-surgical orthopedics. So we treat damaged ligaments, tendons, and joints, including things like rotator cuff injuries, knee instability, elbow problems, as well as foot problems like plantar fasciitis, Achilles, things of that nature, by injecting with stem cells in what's called PRP, or platelet-rich plasma. And this form of treatment we do under ultrasound, so we know we have our target. And it also stimulates the body's own reparative process, and this allows for the healing of damaged tissue. And as you well know, I mean, numerous professional and collegiate athletes, guys like Steph Curry, Tiger Woods, and even yourself with your ankle injury, have been using this form of treatment for years. And so we offer that same type of treatment here in East Tennessee.
Visit them on the web at trsportsmedicine.com. Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine. East Tennessee's leader in regenerative therapy.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store with flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly here with our Men on Football and Smoothie segment. Let's discuss some of our favorite smoothies and how they impact our lives. TK, man, tell me which smoothie comes to mind when you think about playing defense.
Swain-O, the Peanut Butter Power Plus and the Power Punch Plus provide the energy needed to make plays every time they take the field. Then you have the Gladiator and the Hulk, nutrition every dominant player has to have. Bottom line, everyone wants to be a dominant player. Now, Swain, you tell me about the offensive side of the ball.
TK, it's simple. You always score with Smoothie King. The shredder personifies what we are going to do to opposing defenses. The berry punch and activator will light up the scoreboard. And in case we need to go into overtime, the pure recharge will put us over the top for the win.
Swain-O, you know I love football and Smoothie King. I'm a VFL, a Smoothie King for life. The chocolate gladiator and the chocolate shredder with the scoop of peanut butter. Oh, that's my go-to smoothie. They get a chest bump all day.
Yes, sir. This concludes our Men on Football and Smoothie King segment for today. Don't forget the Sip by Sip program. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you'll feel and see the difference. Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Delicious and nutritious. TK.
Don't forget the peanut butter. Yeah, boy.
If you aren't following the Swain event on Twitter, then are you even on Twitter? Hit that follow button. It's the right thing to do.
Just a Mac on not Twitter, but on the text box, asks, Swain, how fast is Josh Palmer? Is he take the top off the defense, Josh Malone fast? The answer is no. He is not fast as Josh Malone. But he is fast enough to have deep passes thrown to him. He is fast enough to make guys get out of their back pedal quick, fast, and in a hurry. He is fast enough to play at this level. He is also still learning how to play wide receiver, period. Not just at this level, but just playing the position, period. But he is fast enough. He is definitely fast enough. Nice body type for a wide receiver, a guy that can take hits across the middle. He's not frail. Seems to be a guy that we haven't heard much about him being injured, so he's not injury prone. And the best ability is availability. So you have that with Josh Palmer.
He just kind of hit a brick wall, freshman wall last season, and not only a freshman wall, but a Butch Jones wall as well. Obviously, he had that moment there at the goal line down in Gainesville. Wasn't the best moment. But I did see on Instagram, I believe it was Josh Palmer. He posted a video of himself from one of the practices in the spring. He was on a go route, just blew by Carlin Fields and me, and the ball was kind of underthrown, and so he had to kind of slow down, but he caught it with Carlin Fields and me kind of draped all over him in the end zone, so it was a nice play by him. So I'm really excited to see if he can take that next step under Coach Johnson.
Every receiver who came in with their first year being last year gets – a complete pass.
Not just the receiver. Everybody on that football team who was here last year gets a complete pass.
But specifically the receivers, because that was the group that Butch worked with the most. Butch would come over and essentially tell Kevin Beard to just get out of the way, and Butch would try to coach the receivers. And so those dudes, in terms of development and everything like that, again, a full pass for me. I think Josh Palmer has a bright future. For sure, yeah. He's not as fast as Malone, but
don't have to be.
In time, I think he's going to be a great receiver.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be as fast as Malone.
You just be football fast.
I mean, you line up Josh Malone and Carlin Fields and me in a race. Carlin Fields and me wins that race 10 times out of 10. But you got to play. You got to play technique. You got to be able to change directions. You got to be able to have loose hips, playing corner. And so, if you understand leverage, you understand change of speed, change of pace. Technique, catch the ball away from your body. You can school a corner that's faster than you all day long. All day long. 865-255-03. Hammer Vol says, based on the circus Dan Mullins running down in Gainesville, how bad is their first season going to be? I'm not sure. I mean, we've seen Urban Meyer run a circus and still win football games at Florida. Can Dan Mullen do it? I don't think Dan Mullen is a good enough liar like Urban Meyer is to conceal some of those things that's going on. I mean, he's quirky. He's weird. He says some things that just, you know, that probably he shouldn't say. I don't know if he's going to be able to run a program that's ran like a circus and still win games. I do understand kind of what Dan Mullen was trying to say about the guns, but you don't want to leave gray area with your football players.
You have to be able to when you're in that position, you have to be able to explain those things in good detail, because like Barrett said, if you're out hunting, if you're at a shooting range, it's okay to have guns in your possession at that time, but you can't be riding around town with an AR sitting in your passenger seat.
Which you hope is that you provide enough things for your players so they won't have enough time to go to the gun range and do those things.
Yes.
I remember Coach Fulmer in the team meeting told us, guys, if you have any guns, bring it to me. And I knew in my head, no one's going to bring you a gun, Coach. Because if I'm from an area, if I'm from a part of the country that I need a gun for survival, protection, I'm used to having a gun for protection, and I'm going to go out my way to legally be able to carry that gun. And it's sad, but this is the type of recruits that sometimes you bring in. And someone threat my life, I'm going to have protection, regardless if I'm a college athlete or not. So I'm actually kind of glad Tony had one if someone threatened him. You just hope that legally he
uses it properly.
Correct. And he has all the proper paperwork to be able to have it. Hope everyone has a great weekend. For Ben McKee, Charlie Burris, and Jason Swain, today's the first day of practice. Can't wait to join you back Monday to share kind of a little bit of what we've seen. And we'll have a lot to talk about. Have a great weekend. Peace and love. We're out.